You know, when I was younger, Rob, I used to want to sue for everything, and I'm not even a lawyer. You know,
right.
I was a kid, if the candy bar was melted, sue.
Right.
If my bicycle broke, you know, or the tire deflated.
Yeah.
Take it
chain
to the court.
Came off. Sue.
Yeah. Because that, in my mind, was the way to settle things.
Yeah.
But it usually doesn't work.
No.
Not always. No.
Yeah.
But sometimes there are good reasons to do that. And attorney Jeffrey Simon may have one of them. He has been fighting big corporations for years and years, and he's won, too, making Big Pharma pay for its role in the opioid epidemic, for example.
And right now he's going after Big Oil for its role in climate change. Now he's with us to explain this massive lawsuit. He's also coming up with a new book tomorrow called Last Rights, The Fight to Save the Seventh Amendment. Jeffrey, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Pleasure to be with you.
So I gather that this is very similar to suing Big Pharma for its role in the opioid epidemic in much the same way. Is it not? You're suing Big Oil for what it's doing to add to climate change to make it worse. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is. That's a very astute point. In opioid litigation, the primary thesis was that certain pharmaceutical companies created a big public health crisis in violation of the law, and that is the same central allegation in the climate case we filed on behalf of Multnomah County, Oregon, against different companies, in this case, you know, fossil fuel companies.
So what would the remedy be?
Well, when one sues for public nuisance, what you are seeking is money for harm reduction. In other words, Portland, Oregon, which is in Multnomah County, is not Phoenix, and it's not planned in terms of, you know, urban strategies for heat resilience. And that's because the average high temperature, you know, for 1,000 years in that part of the world in the summer was 78 degrees. Well, in June 2021, Multnomah County, Oregon, and along with the entire Pacific Northwest of the United States, was hit with the most extreme heat event in recorded history. Temperatures reached 116 degrees Fahrenheit. 1,000 people died in the region. Things burned. Property was destroyed. The cables and cable cars melted. And in order to deal with the fact that that's going to happen over and over again, the entire infrastructure has to be reimagined in terms of heat resilience and emergency services, and it's very expensive. And the companies that caused that should have to pay for it. And there are a number of published scientific studies that says this event was caused by carbon pollution, principally fossil fuels.
And therein lies part of the problem, I think. As you say, Big Oil has a lot of money, and they could pay for fixing a lot of this. But they also want to use that money to protect themselves, so they're going to throw a lot of money at you. They have a big lobby as well. They have a lot of politicians in their pocket, not just Republicans, but Democrats as well. And now in government, you have a noticeable subset of politicians who are right there with the climate change deniers who say that there might be climate change happening, but it's not man-made, and it's certainly not the fault of Big Oil. So you've got a lot of headwinds against you. How are you dealing with that?
Well, you're absolutely right. But this is a matter of straightforward, irrefutable science. Denying that fossil fuel pollution is causing extreme weather in various places around the world is like denying the existence of gravity. It is as clear in science that the fossil fuel essentially blocking structure. In other words, the carbon molecules in the atmosphere prevent refracted heat from escaping the Earth's surface, which causes it to warm, which throws the heat energy balance of the world out of balance and causes extreme heat events. Simply put, the world, the surface temperature of the Earth, is a little more than 3 degrees warmer than it should be because of fossil fuels. And that might not sound very much if you're talking about the difference between 72 and 75 degrees on a particular day, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the surface temperature of the Earth. It would be like if my standard temperature going forward, the new normal, instead of being 98.6, was 101.6. Well, then I'm sick. And not right. only that, if I then get sick with something else that raises my temperature, you know, now I'm at 104, 105, I can have a heat stroke. That is what has happened to the Earth. And that scientific fact is undeniable. Right.
Jeffrey, let me read you a little bit of what some of the oil companies are saying, right? We reached out, for example, to ExxonMobil. We didn't hear back from them. But a lawyer for Chevron told a TV station in Oregon that these lawsuits are counterproductive. They're distractions from advancing international policy solutions. And a spokesperson for Shell told that same station that the company fully supports, and we're quoting, the need for society to transition to a low carbon future, but that a lawsuit is not the best way to pursue that goal. And I take it that you are going to find all of those statements objectionable.
I certainly find them entirely inapplicable.
Okay.
If a company pollutes, and as a result of that pollution, they harm people in a community at large, then they should be held accountable in the civil justice system, especially if they lie about what they foresaw as the intended impact of that pollution, and we contend that they did. In this lawsuit, we can't change regulatory policy or even the minds of politicians necessarily, nor are we trying to. What we're trying to do is hold what we contend is a group of wrongdoers accountable for the harm they caused, which is no different than any other appropriate use of the civil justice system.
All right, Jeffrey Simon, thank you so much. He is at the head of a lawsuit, a big lawsuit, going after big oil for its role in climate change.
You know, I'm starting to regret that when I was a kid and the chocolate bar melted, I didn't sue.
You should have.
I should have.
You could have gone somewhere.
I could have. At least I could have gotten another chocolate bar.
Right, exactly.
And I didn't.
And hey, a new chocolate bar is not nothing.
Yeah, so I lost all around.